real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The Wetumpka Police Department will soon have a new home. The department is moving into a vacant Wells Fargo building after their original building was destroyed by a tornado earlier this year. Renovation should be complete sometime in November. A $10,000 reward is now being offered up after authorities say a Fort Deposit post office was intentionally set on fire. Authorities say it happened after the post office was closed on June 25th. They're also rewarding those with tips on people who may have items that were stolen from the post office. You can call in those tips at 1-888-876-5322. Well, finding parking in downtown Montgomery just got a little easier. Officials announced a new app Thursday. It makes it easier for you to find free spaces and pay for additional parking time without having to rush back to the meter. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Central Gulf Coast bracing for potentially devastating flooding. Louisiana is already under a state of emergency.
An Ohio hospital system says it's firing 23 more employees after investigating excessive painkiller doses.
Scenes of chaos on Air Canada Flight 33 after the Boeing 777 hit severe turbulence about 600 miles from Hawaii.
Federal authorities are preparing to begin a nationwide roundup of 2,000 undocumented immigrants on Sunday.
A deadly outbreak in Virginia. Two deaths and dozens of residents sickened by a respiratory illness at the Green Spring Retirement Community.
President Trump backed down, saying the census will not include the question, are you a U.S. citizen.
Chicago caught in the jaws of alligator love.
He's a celebrity.
The rock star reptile spotted this week in a local lagoon and needs to be caught before winter.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to 84. You got an update for us?
Yes.
Yeah, 84.
What's going on, Nano?
How are you doing, big guy?
Man, I'm doing just fine, trying to fight the heat and the rain. It just volleying back and forth in between the two. There is a bad something or other going on 65 South. It looked like a truck was pulling a boat and maybe a tire came off the boat trailer or something, but it has got traffic at an absolute standstill. It's right at the bridge where Fairview is.
Yeah.
So if you can get south of Fairview, you're wide open. But it's got 85 is backed up all the way through the interchange. I mean, cars are sitting completely still on the ramp there. So, and it was as far as I could see back north on 65 towards Prattville. So,
man,
if you hit 31 and get around, get the Southern Bypass or the Fairview somewhere in there, then it's clear sailing. But it is, I mean, it's not just slow, it's stopped traffic.
Is there a boat sitting out in the middle of the interstate?
No, they are. I was headed north and I saw the boat. It's up against the divider there between the north and southbound lanes. And so when I came out of town, I went all the way down Day Street and hit 31, and it took me probably 30 minutes to get from I-85 to Airbase Boulevard is how much it stopped up. So try to avoid that area. And you'll be okay. I just want to let all your listeners know.
84, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy boy.
You have a good one. Buddy. Let's go to Sue. Sue, welcome aboard the Damo Show on Friday.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's been raining on and off down here, I guess, in anticipation of the storm.
Yep.
And so I'm going to go down to the pier later and see if I can see some big waves coming in.
What pier?
Gulf Shores, they built a new one.
Yeah, I know where you are.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. So I'm going to go down there. I'll send you a pic if they're crashing pretty good.
I would like to see that.
I was thinking about what Red Top was saying about the citizenship question about why can't Trump just put it right back on if Obama took it off, and I can't find anything about that. But I was thinking, I wonder if Obama, I mean, I can't find anything on why Obama took it off. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, as you know, but I wonder if he took it off so he wouldn't have to ask it about himself on a federal document while he was president.
Yeah,
that may be accessible to Republicans.
You're talking about Barack Obama?
Who were birthers.
Yeah, I would put that in the long shot category there, but I think what another element that happened is the Commerce Department is supposed to put the questions, and it's supposed to be it should have been by the end of 2018, they should have come up with the questions. Part of the problem was they wanted to change the questions in 2019, and that's what the problem was. They should have delivered the questions to Congress in 2018, and they would have delivered the questions and had that in there. There wouldn't have been a problem.
So somebody failed to tell Trump.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he can't know everything. I mean, I know he's the president, but he's also not a politician.
Yeah, this is definitely falls to the feet of the Commerce Department.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, and have a good day.
Send me that picture.
I will.
Thanks, Sue. Good talking to Sue. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You want to let you know I had family come in from Houston this week and took them down to Sweet Creek.
Ooh, and how did they like it?
Oh, they loved it.
That's good.
They took a good supply of stuff back home. So
that is great. Did you introduce them to Reed or Karen Ingram?
I didn't see them. They didn't see them.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, but they enjoyed it. They said they don't have nothing like that out around you. And, all I have is, HEB. That's about it.
Yeah. I told Reed he ought to look at franchising those things.
Oh, yes. But that's where you talk to them again. They loved it, and they're on their way back to the big city of Houston. They're going the north way.
Yeah, about to say, if they're going the old I-10 way, better hurry up.
No, they went 20, and then they're going to cut down. and come in for Houston from the northwest side of town.
When did they leave?
About 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I just talked to them about 10 minutes ago, and they said the weather's been good so far.
Yeah, it... Yeah, if you do that, so I've driven the southern route when there was a hurricane off the coast, and it was miserable. When it rains down there, it rains.
Yes, sir. You hit Louisiana, it rains.
Yep.
Yes. Well, I just want to let you know that had some Texans go by Sweet Creek, and they loved it.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that with them and getting them to one of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you come here, you got to go to Sweet Creek.
There you go.
All right, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too. Let's go to Rodney. Hey, Rodney, we're going to put you on fast today.
Hey, guys. The question was always there, and then Obama took it off. And I don't blame the Supreme Court or anything else for what I did. I blame the Republicans. Because the Republicans let them do it, and they didn't fail to notify their constituents that this was taking place. This is what I was talking about when I was talking about Corker and all the rest of them. And I also made comments about Ryan. And I think I was spot on about him. I read some stuff how he said Trump didn't know how to run a government, Trump didn't know how to do this. Well, Mr. Ryan, what happened? How did Trump do it? Did he wave a magic wand and it just happened? So we know who the lapse of the ignorance lies in, and it's not Donald Trump. So that's the thing with that. And the Supreme Court did not say that he couldn't have it put back on there. He didn't have enough time, and they wasn't satisfied with the information that was brought to them.
Right.
So they really didn't actually say no. But now I want everybody to focus and pay close attention, because a lot of times Donald Trump actually does stuff he knows he cannot or will have problems doing, so he can actually do what he wants to do. So I believe what he's doing now is exactly what he wants to do. You notice there's no pushback. There's no, oh, this, that, or the other. Why Trump's digging into all the Social Security Administration and everything else? You know why? Because he set it up right, and he fed them enough rope, and then now he's getting what he wants anyway, and no pushback. You got to pay attention to what Donald Trump does and how he does it. Another thing, I really hate to say this, I'm going to say it real low because I don't want too many people to hear it from people here. But when Donald Trump makes these announcements about certain things happening over the weekend, I'm willing to bet there ain't nothing going to happen, I think, until it's being took it. So just stay tuned, guys, and just pay attention to what Donald Trump does.
You're talking about the ICE arrest?
Yeah.
They're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and my opinion about that is, as Donald Trump announced this, these people start coming out and going hiding, and INS is watching them and knowing where they're going and getting a good head count.
Hmm.
And you're not going to know. Guys, everybody knows Donald Trump has not announced what he's doing. All right? So when Donald Trump announced what he's doing, think about it. That's just my opinion, Dan. How y'all doing today? Y'all getting...
We're doing good. How about you? How's the traffic out there?
Traffic is kind of light today, actually, coming back from up north. I guess maybe a lot of folks are not traveling that direction because of the weather and stuff. People get kind of scared of it, stuff like that. But it looked kind of light.
Interesting.
Not much out there. Yeah, interesting. But, We probably going to get a little bit of the rain, it looks like, for me. I was watching. I might catch James Spann or one of them weather guys shows. I haven't looked at it much to see, because somebody's telling me that it looks like we're going to get a good bit of the rain from it.
Well, yeah, we're not on the bad side of the rain, but I think what's going to happen is these feeder bands, particularly as it moves up Mississippi, I think we're going to be getting some of those feeder bands over here.
Ain't that something? Well, Dan, I'm going to stay tuned to see how this all unfolds and everything, and I'm still waiting to see when Mueller's going to show up. But,
you heard about the delay, right?
No, what's going on with that?
he, instead of testifying next Wednesday, the earliest he could be doing it would be the 24th.
Okay.
So he's delayed by at least a week.
I kind of get a little deja vu from that. Didn't this happen before or something?
This did happen before.
Okay. Well, the only thing I said about that is Mueller's probably smelling the coffee now, and he don't want to go to the table.
Well, it's kind of a two-sided sword here. I think that the Democrats aren't going to give him what he wants, what they want, and I think the Republicans may must his hair a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, look, y'all doing a great job, Dan. Y'all just keep it up over there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here, guys. I send my best wishes to everybody out there, anybody out there in arms wear the storm. I wish y'all the best. So get out of there down there. You got loved ones down there. Get them out of there.
Thanks for the telephone call, Rodney. I wish you have a great day.
All right, y'all too, guys.
Lindsay, hang on for me. Going to go to a break, so I have plenty of time for you. I'll be back right after this.
Show.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We'll be right back.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Rounding to the bottom of the second hour of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, how are you?
Hi. Hi, doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Long time no talk to.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
So have you been busy?
I have been busy. But, you know, it's all good. How have y'all been?
We've been good. Doing well. Have you been rounding up animals all over the place?
Oh, yeah. All over the place. But I wanted to call in and let y'all know there's a stopped up traffic on I-85 going north. I had to find an alternate route to where I was going. So it's pretty much they're standing, it's like standstill traffic.
On I-85 going north, about what mile marker did you see that?
I am sorry, I did not recall, but it was pretty much backed up as far as I could see.
And it was north. It was northbound or southbound?
I want to say it was north.
Okay. But do you remember what exit you were close to? I mean, was it Ann Street exit? Was it the Perry Hill exit?
I know that I got off on Perry Hill to get away from all the. Actually, no, it should be on the south side then. It should be on I-85 south. So I was going the opposite way.
Okay, I'll go downstairs and take a look at it and see what it looks like.
Okay.
Lindsay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Hey, and can I be Sweet Creek?
You absolutely can. With your luck, you'll probably win it. Lindsay, give me your month and day of birth.
6/5.
You got it, girl. Listen in when we do that drawing today.
All right. Thank y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Yes, good talking to you again. Lindsay, who won the Fresh Market gift card, she's a humane person. Handles animals, gets them off the streets. Okay, let's see here. So that's showing everything clear.
Yeah, right there it is, but this might need to be updated. We'll see. No, I'm not seeing anything on the Google traffic update.
I'll go downstairs.
No,
that's the I-65 thing.
No, that's 85 right now.
Oh, that's 85. Oh, it's because they're trying to get on 65.
Yeah, because 65 South is so backed up, folks. 85 South going on to 65 South is also backed up. It looks like all the way to the Union Street exit and beyond.
A little further, yeah. All the way to the Jackson Hospital.
Street.
If you're trying to get to from 85 to 65... Don't go your traditional way. You'd probably be better off taking the Eastern Bypass and going around Eastern Southern Bypass, or try to go down to Perry Hill and cut over and then get on Fairview and pick it back up. Because when I looked at it, the wreck on the other side, it happened right at Fairview, and that's exit 170. And on the other side, it seems to be okay. But you should be able to pick that up from, you can get on Eastern Bypass to Southern Bypass and get it done here. Okay, 272-9228. Let's pick up Mike Pence is heading down to migrant facilities to check him out today. And he's taking some congressional people, but no Democrats that I know of.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence will travel to the U.S.-Mexico border to tour a migrant detention facility. He says migrants are receiving care that Americans would be proud of, despite a government watchdog report of turmoil. The trip comes as roundups could deport thousands of undocumented immigrants starting this weekend. Maria Villarreal is at the facility in Donna, Texas, where Pence is going. Maria, what is the Vice President trying to achieve?
We know Mike Pence will be here in South Texas for a
about 6 hours, and he will visit the 10th facility that you see behind me here in Donna, Texas, in an effort to prove that the Democrats' conditions that they describe, that things are awful inside, that those conditions are inaccurate, those descriptions are inaccurate. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is now turning its sights to removing illegal immigrants living here in the U.S. illegally, while some local leaders are saying they will not comply and help.
We're going to secure our border.
On Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence insisted agents inside detention facilities are keeping migrants safe.
They're providing health care, shelter, food, sustenance in a way that would make the American people proud.
Hi, Mike Pence. He is a trooper, without a doubt. But do you notice the tone of CBS is kind of there's this doubt of whether what he's saying is correct and these other groups. And I tell you, this needs to come to a head. I didn't get a chance. They had this pastor who had been going into a facility for 5 years every Saturday doing church services. And he said the way that they described it is just not anything he has ever seen. So the question is, are we in a situation where somebody is making something up, or and which I think is highly possible? And you have too many people that have an agenda that could be touching these people also. Let's go to the second part of the story.
Earlier this month, a scathing report by the Office of the Inspector General detailing squalid conditions in Border Patrol facilities quoted one manager who called the situation a ticking time bomb. Last week, we spoke to 22-year-old Liliana and her four-day-old baby after they were just released from one of the facilities. I was scared, she said. There was no place to shower or have hot meals.
This is a completely out of control situation.
Chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Senator Ron Johnson, says agents are doing everything they can to keep families safe in overwhelming conditions.
Border Patrol facilities were never designed for families. They certainly weren't designed for this size of illegal flow.
Pence's visit comes as the Trump administration also moves to conduct raids in at least 10 cities to round up at least 2,000 undocumented immigrants currently under deportation orders. Mayors in several of those cities are telling their police departments to not cooperate.
Chicago is and will always be a welcoming city that will never tolerate ICE tearing our families apart.
Some undocumented immigrants are taking refuge in safe spaces like churches, including this mother of two whose children are U.S. citizens. We aren't harming anyone, she said. We're just mothers seeking a better future for our children. Several Democrats were invited to go on this tour with the vice president, but none agreed to come here to South Texas. And just to note, several ICE agents I've spoken with say that these raids are something that they do on a regular basis. The difference is this weekend, you'll see more resources and more emphasis behind them.
I think it's kind of interesting that, and we'll kind of get into this story here after this break, that they're actually giving them pointers of how, what to do to avoid being arrested. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Tropical Storm Barry building toward hurricane strength as it presses toward the Gulf Coast. If it makes landfall as a Category 1...
Officials on the ground tell us it would be the first time in history that a hurricane has hit as the Mississippi River levels are still on the rise.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in New Orleans.
He has been a fantastic Secretary of Labor.
President Trump standing with Alex Acosta, who will step down a week from today after being criticized for how he'd handled a plea deal involving an underage sex trafficking ring about a decade ago. And in Philadelphia, a woman who left young kids in a car with its engine running while she visited their dad in a pizza restaurant, finding the car stolen, the dad giving chase, the carjacker beaten to death by the kid's father and bystanders when he got stuck in traffic. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor the progress of Barry in the Gulf heading towards Louisiana, some of that tropical moisture will be affecting our forecast. For today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Tropical downpours at times. High temperature today, 91, only in the upper 80s over the weekend. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of the tropical weather action, plus push notifications for watches and warnings by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Oh, boy. Yeah, I got two important things I need to tell you. Dan Black is celebrating 37 years in business. 37 years. He also has a new telephone number for Dan Black Studios. 334-676-1734. Now, you may want to transfer videotapes to digital, transfer film to digital, transfer audio to digital where you can keep it. Maybe you've got some tapes or recording. For example, my brother had all these reel-to-reel tapes of the Soul Division playing their songs. That would be, probably Woody Lamar still has those. And to get those transferred over to digital so you can get them converted and you're going to keep it forever. Transfer photos, transfer slides, transfer 8mm films, Betamax, VHS. Dan Black can do it all. 37 years in business, and he has done an outstanding job. Get ready for this number again, 334-676-1734, 676-1734. My good friend, Dan Black, if you've got those films, audio tapes, video tapes, get them converted while you can. You probably don't even have a machine to play on it. He does. Get it taken care of. Call Dan at Dan Black Studio. Do one thing for me. When you call him, say, what's the Dan Moore Show special today? And listen into that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard.
Hola.
Hola, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Doing great. What's up today?
You know, I'm sitting here listening to these people gripe about how these people haven't had a shower in, you know, however long. That's like your relatives coming over uninvited and complaining that you don't have you got a 50-gallon hot water tank heater and they don't ever get to take a hot shower.
Well, and again, the thing is, somebody, I mean, I've been to these countries. I've been to Guatemala. I've been to Honduras. Have not been to Nicaragua. I've been to Costa Rica, which is next to Nicaragua. Costa Rica is paradise. These people live in terrible conditions, and for them to kind of all of a sudden be outraged because they're missing something, that's a little too much for me.
Well, I mean, how often do they take a hot shower in their
native country?
Where they're from. I mean, that's not an everyday occurrence, I don't believe, except for like the elite, you know, the well-to-do. That's the part that I don't get. They get so incredulous about something that they don't get in their country, and just because they illegally trespass into our country, they think they're automatically entitled to these things. And we don't get a fair shake on it. It's like if you're against that, then all of a sudden you're some kind of bad person.
Well, and also I want to know who's asking the question and how is the question being asked?
Well, we know that. You know, it's going to have a slant towards the immigrant being overwhelmed by the, American government's being so tyrannical towards them, and we're just being barbarians toward them. No. There's a process for things for a reason. It's so we can incorporate and take care and manage these types of things, and we don't get a fair shake on it. It's infuriating to listen to.
Yeah, it's. I hope somebody gets to the bottom of this, because you have one group of people who are going down there on a regular basis. They say one thing. You have another group of people that go down for a visit, and they're saying something completely different. And I get worried these social workers and how they are talking about what these people are saying. And I just hope somebody's not jimmying the system.
You know, Dan, the bad thing is you can tell what their opinion is going to be by the little letter that's next to their name. You already know the slant that they're going to have. Their worldview on it is if they go down there with a preconceived notion, and then whatever they see, they bend their perception of it into facts as to what's going on. And nobody takes an objective look at it to be like, all right, this is what it is. You know what I mean? There's no standardized way to look at it. Or it's not being reported. It's like AOC going down there. We know that was fabricated. They just go down and take one little piece of something that's not a complete entire picture of it and just blow it way out of proportion. Next thing you know, they're feeding it to all these people, and it becomes fact. Perception becomes fact, right?
Yeah, really, what I hate is that you have an issue that really does, is talking about people, and it needs to be reported factually. And I think too many people take that when someone says something that is the gospel, and to me it's not.
Yes, sir, that's a problem. The people that, you know, who would you rather believe, AOC or the director of border control, of ICE? You know, who has more contact with that on a daily basis?
Or the reverends that went down there. You had a whole group of church people that went down there to investigate it themselves. They came back and said, and they were there the weekend that the congressional delegation was there. And they said the things that they described, we didn't see at all.
And nobody wants to believe them because of their political affiliation.
Well, because of their religious affiliation.
Oh, yeah, that too. My bad. You know, those people couldn't possibly be telling the truth. They have an agenda, right, but not the left.
Yeah, well, it's because of their charismatic Christians, then they're seen as not trustworthy, let's say.
You know, clearly they go way out of their way to be untrustworthy. Hey, Dan, I want to get in on that, the drawing for today.
Eric, you got it, buddy. Give me your month and day of birth, and have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market before?
I've been by there on my way to some jobs, but I haven't actually stopped in there.
Oh, come on, Eric. You got to stop in there now.
No, I work long shifts, Dan. I want to get down there.
Well, you need to head down there, and you need to have a Cuban sandwich. But let me get your month and day of birth, Eric.
128.
Did you get it?
Yep.
You're in, Eric. We're going to do that drawing in about 1 hour.
Thank you, sirs. And just FYI, that 65 traffic is your SOL if you're on 65 South. And right down there at 85 South, where it merges over that bridge, that stuff was locked up. I just came off of Airbase Boulevard up underneath there, and it was solid.
Well, you're coming to Airbase Boulevard onto I-85 going north?
Yes, sir.
And it's pretty bad, huh?
It's horrible. I'm glad I'm not on there. I'm glad I'm going north.
There you go. You have a great day, Eric. I got your name in, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let me go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan, Steve. How are you doing today?
I am very good, my friend. And you?
Oh, doing wonderful, as always. I just got a, I guess you might say, a gripe with Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, one of my favorite guys.
Something he said the other night in a commentary that just got my goat. You know, he's talking about the president and that he is discriminating against the black and the brown people in this country.
Yeah, I saw that.
Whatever happened to, okay, we don't just have black, we don't just have brown, we've also got the Asian Americans, and my favorite group, which is what I'm part of, the American Indians. You know, according to all these idiots that are that you see on the air, on TV, and here on the radio, apparently they think there's only two minorities in this entire country.
Yeah, Hispanics and blacks.
Right. You know, whatever happened to the most discriminated people in the country? The people that our forefathers tried to commit a genocide against.
There you go. Yeah, a trail of tears.
You know, and it just, and then for him to say something along the lines of this country was founded on racism and white supremacy, guys like that just burn my butt. I mean, it just gets my goat and just drives me crazy. And as far as idiots like Warren saying, well, we're going to look for, we're going to try and get reparation for the American Indians. I don't want any reparation. I do not want anything from anybody because I have worked my entire life to build the life that I have, and I'm quite happy with it. So Warren and all the rest, they can take their reparations for slavery and what the settlers did to my people and shove it where the sun don't shine.
Spoken like a true diplomat, Steve.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
You have a great day. You made me laugh with that.
All right.
Thanks.
You take care.
You too. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on Friday, TGI.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how y'all doing today?
Good, good, good.
Dan, you know, this is I've been voting for president ever since in the 80s, but this is the first year I ever in my lifetime voted for a Republican president. And not because I wanted to change. I watched him during the debate. Donald Trump was the type of person, like, if you come after him and you jumped on him, he didn't give you no political answer. He came back and he dug deep back into your skin. So I knew then we had a man that was ready to run this country and tell other leadership how we're going to do things that are going to be done. How will you stop trading with us? So I knew then, I said, now this man going to change things. So that's why I voted for him. But the reason why I called was my fiance, well, my wife and my mother-in-law, they are Democrats, and I have oftentimes have to defend the president. So I got tired of arguing with them one night, and I just sent them down. And I said, okay, let's do this here. We're going to come home tomorrow. There are going to be 15 people in our backyard. We're going to feed them. We're going to clothe them. We're going to send them to the doctor. We're going to make sure everything is done for them. Then we're going to find out who they are. You know, they looked at me like I was crazy. Then I said, you know what? I said, the same thing they doing when they crossed the border.
That's good. That is good, my friend.
So when everybody want to know that how to be analyzing this thing, tell them, okay, when you come home in the afternoon, there's going to be 15 people in your backyard. You take care of them, and you do everything for them. Then you find out 15 days later who they are.
Yeah, that's good, Robert. You did a good job with that.
Then they looked at me like, I wouldn't do that. I said, well, that's what you're asking the country to do. So y'all have a great weekend. Oh, put me in for the Sweet Creek.
Robert, give me your month and day of birth.
9/29/59.
Robert, you got it, buddy. How's little Robert doing?
Oh, man, he's doing so great. I'm finna put him to work tomorrow. I got him do some cutting. We're going to make him cut some trees.
There you go. Put him to work, Robert.
All right, guys.
Great talking to you again.
All right.
Newstone 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Oh, what a night. Late December. 272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Damn Our Show.
How you guys doing?
Joe, how are you? How have you been? No,
I'm good.
Long time no talk to.
Yeah, I've been letting you guys have it. I listen.
I'm glad you do. How's your bride doing?
Fine.
Good.
Doing fine. Getting ready to celebrate an anniversary.
Outstanding. You're getting her a bunch of roses?
Well, we're going to go out of town.
Ah, where are you going?
I haven't decided yet.
Ah, well, New Orleans, you can get hotel rooms there cheap this weekend.
Yeah. Look like the beach is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not this weekend. It's a couple weeks away.
Ah, okay. Well, treat it right.
Yeah, yeah. I was just calling, Dan. I listened to your callers and your discussion. Have you found a person who voted for Hillary that will now vote for Trump? People that have changed their voting patterns?
Have I found somebody who voted for Hillary that now would vote for Trump?
Yeah.
No, because I see no. I mean, we're not to that point in that game yet.
Yeah. I'm at, you know, I haven't picked out a Democratic candidate yet, but I would vote for any of them that goes up against Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that probably 60 plus million people are like that. So I'm not getting involved in the Biden and the Harris. I think that's just groundless and fluff, trying to get some attention. Then the real election will boil down to turnout.
There you go. Exactly.
And I don't think the president hasn't done anything to track me to vote for him and people like me that has that my mindset. So I haven't seen anything to say that he's expanded his faith. So I think we got a humdinger coming up in 2020.
Really? So yeah. Who do you think the nominee is going to be, Joe?
I think the top five, Biden, Harris, I think Sanders is going to continue to fade. What's the latest from Massachusetts?
Elizabeth Warren?
Uh-huh. Those are the three, four.
How about Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend?
Pete got a problem.
What's his problem?
With black voters.
What's his problem?
He's a homosexual.
Okay.
And people don't just hide behind that. As you know, the black community, I don't know if you know, is more homophobic than any other community. And I've been observing that for years.
We haven't said it outright, but we've been winking at that.
Yeah.
No, and I appreciate you being honest with that because the black community isn't. They're not. Not them. They're very.
And Kamala Harris is going to have a problem also with black males.
Why?
Yeah. Gender.
Her numbers are very low. In South Carolina, among the black community, the one whose numbers are awful is Cory Booker.
Yeah, he can't gain any traction. He needs to call it quits. And hopefully, in the next couple of debates, we'll see this race dwindle down so we can focus on the top-tier candidate.
So let's kind of go through this. So of Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris, who do you think is the best out of that group?
Well, right now, I like the feistiness and the intellect of Kamala Harris. If I'm looking to return back to normalcy in the White House, I'd probably lean towards Biden. That's where I am right now. Probably right now, I have to choose between Biden and Harris when I go into the booth. But all of that is subject to change.
Of course.
Yes.
It's a long time to March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to drop that by you. But I haven't seen, I listen to shows, I listen to TV and radio, and people basically haven't changed their mind. Those who supported Trump in 2016 would support him in 2020. And so the challenge would be for the Democrats to get what Hillary got and gain on it. And add to it, at least. So, we'll see. Y'all be good and have a good weekend.
Good talking to you, Joe. Have a great anniversary if I don't talk to you between now and then.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thank you. That was a good telephone call for Joe. Yep. Very, very different than others. I like when he's bringing, you know, kind of a viewpoint as a Democrat to the table. That's and I think the audience appreciates that. I thought it was very candid what he said about Mayor Pete.
Well, and I think he's right that everybody's still kind of in their camp. And it will. Well, I think what will happen is we just have to keep this in mind. And I've said it before: we are very much political junkies. We cover it every day. People listen to the show every day. Y'all are right there with us. But A lot of the population, including even the voting population, doesn't listen to this stuff every day. And as we get closer and closer, we'll start seeing where people's minds are actually at and who can get the vote out of these folks that are kind of, you know, more prone to stay home.
That is going to be the key, is the what's the enthusiasm level? Yeah. We knew that was the key for 2016. And when I look at stuff from opinion dynamic research, the enthusiasm level among Trump supporters is huge. And the enthusiasm level among Democrats is not for a particular candidate. It's for a candidate that can beat Donald Trump.
Yes.
You take away that ability and you make it look waning, then their excitement about getting out for a possible loser is going to fall flat. And I think you can have some real cross currents that happen out there in 2020. In places, particularly with the economy doing well, you know, somebody's going to go, well, I'm not necessarily going to go vote against my economic future. I may not go vote for it, but am I going to go vote against it? Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you very much.
I wish you had thought to ask Joe how black people feel about abortion. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just always curious. And I loved Robert's comment. Let's bring 15 people into our backyard and feed them and clothe them. And that was genius.
That was good, wasn't it? Robert's a good guy.
Okay. And this may not mean anything to you, but I thought it was interesting. Maybe 7-8 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, I worked at a call center for a very large insurance company. I'm not going to say the name. And we did political surveys. And one of the ones we did was for Mr. Cuccinelli.
Ken Cuccinelli.
I did. I had the hardest time pronouncing his name, but finally got it down. And I don't know if he was running for Senate or Governor. I don't remember. But look where he is now. Mm-hmm. A really conservative, good Republican.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was kind of interesting. You know, I never would have forgotten that name. So
yeah, we've had him on the show before. He's a good guy.
Really?
Yeah.
And I must have missed it.
Yeah, we had him on twice, matter of fact.
Well, goodness sake. Well, a lot of times I don't catch you till like after lunch. So, but that was my only comment. Like I said, I really loved what Robert said. A lot of people ought to think about that. But would you put me in for Sweet Creek, please, sir?
No. Yes, you know I will. Barbara, give me a month of day of birth.
I knew you would. 6'9".
You got it, Barbara. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so
much. We're going to do that drawing in about 40 minutes, okay?
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Thank you so much.
Barbara weighing in. Really appreciate Joe's call. A lot of getting texts on that. And Rodney. And Robert. We got good callers today. We like that. We like calls. News Talk 93.1. Final hour coming up, and then I'm out of here. Let me hear from you.
December back in 63. What a very special time for me.
The Dan Morris Show.